totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van der Holyfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't think he believes it.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Steph.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? Believe it or not, we are coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show. We do this once a year, and because of the gentleman to my left, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
My bad.
There we go. Hey, how's it going?
You're supposed to be like Sean and Alex. Hey, is this thing on? PGA Golf Show, for freaks like you, this is like Christmas. This is like heaven.
Well, they came up with a slogan this year. This is the major of the golf business. You know, it's their major as distributors and vendors and all the people who have all these amazing products. And this is, you know, a huge, huge platform for them to get their products out.
So you and I are walking up and down the aisle. You know, this is your second year being here with us.
Yes.
But you've been here before. And not to throw you under the bus, but,
okay,
you know, we were just talking, and you make a comment like, there's a lot of products here that are not golf related.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like I said to you, and we're going to get some of these companies on later, you know, over the next hour or so, is that's where they meet different people. This helps, that helps, this helps. You're a golfer. I'm not.
Yeah.
But why did I come? Because of a hockey stick.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Yeah, and that is one of the best products I've seen that's new out this season at the show. It's amazing.
Since none of our guests are here yet, it is the best product.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We will be giving one away, either the hockey stick or a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Now, and we'll wait till John gets here, he's our first guest, as a matter of fact, at 1:15. And I didn't realize certain things. We'll save it. We're going to give one of those away. We also ran back into our buddy. Of course, I wanted to get a hold of Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
From Mission Belts. Mission Belts was on Shark Tank. Big fan, as you know. We do the Wicked Good Cupcakes. We'll also Mission Belts. Mission Belts will be back on. Not only did, look at the camouflage one I got.
I know, with the green buckle to compliment. Okay. That is amazing.
That belt is so sweet.
I love it.
We're going to give not one, but two of those away.
Wow.
It doesn't have to be the camouflage. Red, black, green, purple, orange, pink. You name the color, they have the belt. Hit them up at missionbelts.com, missionbelt.com. And we're going to give two of those away over the next hour as well. Our good friend Craig Ramsbottom, good friend of yours because he's a huge Bucks fan.
I love him. Love the guy. He actually made it out to a game and to the tailgate. I mean, great guy.
He provided the towels, the Knockout Radio towels, throughout the 2015 player show, as well as the golf bags. And so Craig's going to stop by. I'm sure, like last year, we'll talk more Bucks than dynamic brands.
I love it.
But we'll do our job. And then she's been on, I think it was 2 years ago, Jane Spicer from Daphne's Head Covers. We're going to give some head covers away, except for the Pirate.
I'm going to tell you, the Pirate is the knockout.
If the Pirate shows up, it's going in that bag right behind me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As Tampa people, we appreciate Pirates. And I'll tell you, that's the first thing that caught my eye walking up to that booth today.
866 10 13 40 888 10. I don't even remember our number. Ed,
sure.
What's our number?
866-826-1340 or locally at 441-3000.
There you go. Thanks a lot. 866-10-1340. If you want to jump on board, we're only going to have a few minutes before the guests start piling up. We may get to some of the other sports-related items like the Pro Bowl.
Okay.
Like the NHL All-Star Game.
Very fun.
Some other games right around the corner.
Yeah,
I think it's called some Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, just a little game, you know.
It's a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Tell me your thoughts on a few things. One, you're a huge Bucks fan.
Yeah.
You are one of those freaks.
I am.
You are.
I am.
You know,
I am.
And if it wasn't that you know you're a freak, I wouldn't necessarily call you a freak. But we've seen your pictures. We know that eye thing that drives me crazy.
Scares everyone.
It's eerie. Give me your thoughts on one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' arch rivals.
Okay.
Being in the Super Bowl. Your thoughts, pro, con, don't care. Where do you stand? Because a lot of people are like, well, if the Bucs don't win it, I want it to be a South team.
Yeah, so I'm on the opposite end of that spectrum just for bragging rights. Yeah, shocking. Well, two out of the four teams have Super Bowls in our division. And, you know, we have the Saints, the Panthers, the Falcons, and, of course, my beloved Buccaneers. And with the Buccaneers being one of those teams with the ring. So, for a bragging standpoint, I like to keep it at two. But with that being said, I do think they are the best team in the league. They have proven themselves over and over again this year. Cam Newton is an absolute freak. He's unstoppable, and that defense is, you know, second to none, really, in my opinion. But you do have the Broncos with a defense that you could put in that category as well. So I believe it's going to be an interesting game, but I just don't think in the end they'll be able to stop Cam. And it pains me to say that, but I believe the Panthers come out with a W here.
I do, too.
Yeah.
You know, I do, too, and I'm rooting for them. And I'll tell you why. A few other reasons. Personal reasons, my brother-in-law and my sister live in Charlotte.
Okay, yeah.
They are Charlotte ticket holders. They're a little pissed off right
sure.
now.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't get Super Bowl tickets. They tried.
Well, they lost 5,000 of them, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. The ownership. You know, and it's one of those, you know, support, take care of your employees.
Yeah.
But on the same line, you know, these are the people that are paying to come.
Absolutely. And without a fan base, you are nothing. You know, and I've said that being one of these crazy fans. The fan base is important. The team cannot function without profits, and they don't get profits without a fan base, you know. And so I think it's a little crazy that they decided to go that route. But I also, like you said, it's great to take care of your employees. Those are the people that make it happen as well. So
if you were an employee, you'd feel differently.
Absolutely. Oh, no, you'd be super excited. And I've seen a lot of things posted about that exact fact. The fans are a little angry, but the employees are super grateful.
And I'll look at it this way. Even though you can replace your staff as well, you're going to be able to replace your fans.
Sure.
If you win the Super Bowl.
Oh, bandwagon.
Right, bandwagon. They're going to jump all over it. And they're going to be all over as well. Hey, another new sponsor that's come on board, and I forgot to mention at the beginning, GoGo.
Okay.
And not the Go-Go's, because I wish the Go-Go's were a sponsor, because I love the band. I love the group. I love the girls, the young ladies.
We all do.
But GoGo.com is the internet on planes.
Yeah.
And so we're going to hook up you with promo codes. We've got some other things coming. And I hate to always announce what people tell me they're going to send.
Sure.
And the reason is obvious, because as soon as I do, then it doesn't show up. And then I've got Soros, as we do like to say. So UFC this weekend. I don't know if you're a big UFC guy, if you're aware of the guy who has been on Knockout Radio more than anybody, I believe, is Ryan Bader.
Ryan Bader, great fighter.
Ryan Bader fights tomorrow night against Anthony Johnson, with hopefully the winner getting a title shot.
Hey, that would be great. And I believe Ryan Bader was on The Ultimate Fighter, was he not?
Was The Ultimate Fighter.
Yes, and I watched that. And, you know, I fell in love with the guy there. He's a good guy with a good story. And, you know, I wish him all the best. I don't follow it as much as I do NFL, but I am a fan.
Do you do follow, eat, talk, sleep, anything as much as you do the Tampa Bay Bucs?
No.
You're a huge golfer, but I think you're more Buccaneers than golfer.
Yeah, and you know, I was biased towards Tiger Woods and the fact that he hasn't been in it as much. There's so much great talent coming up in the world these days. Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth is one of my favorites now. But it's different without Tiger. No, it's not a bandwagon. I like golf. I still watch it. But it was just an interesting thing to have Tiger Woods on there. And it seems a little different.
So the guy, you know, one of the guys just went by, and I'm like, look, he's got one, he's got two, he's got a whole bunch. Oh, it's them.
Yes,
the guys
it
are
is.
Here. So,
they are.
You know, let's get John up here right now from Crouse Sports.
Absolutely.
And like I said, and I said it before they came, this is the product of the show.
Oh, yeah.
This
it's
is,
amazing.
Without a doubt, the coolest thing. The coolest thing that I've seen. We're going to get all the information from the head honcho himself. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely, man.
I don't want to sound like I'm kissing butt, because I'm not. I don't. And if I don't believe it, I'm not going to say it. It doesn't matter. This is the coolest item here.
Wow, this is awesome.
This is the reason I drove the 100 miles. Big deal, right?
And he told me that last night because he wasn't going
to
come.
The 100 miles from Tampa to get here to Orlando. Talk to us about the putters, what it is, how you came up with it.
Yeah, so the particular one you have here is called our FHP Composite, which is actually made out of previously used hockey sticks that come from various sources of collegiate, NHL, AHL, all over the place. And
when I first saw it, not to jump in real quick, yep. I thought it was cool. I thought it was authentic. I thought it was the neatest thing. And I didn't even know that they were real game-used, practice-used, real sticks.
Yep.
That takes the love that I have for this three more levels.
Boost it up. You may even have a little blood on there if you look hard enough. But nice. We polish them up a bit, make them look as new as they can, to be honest with you. Sometimes they'll have some blemishes on that one, but it's part of it being game used, but most of them look brand new. We try to use the best portion we can.
These are the hockey sticks. You also have baseball bats.
Yes, we got our dinger bat putters, which various models there in terms. We have two different styles we sell. We call them our themes. One's a black barrel, one's a natural. And people can order anything they want on these. They can get their logo, their team. We can decal them up however they want.
So they can send their own sticks.
They can
pick up a stick in an auction or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Going back to the hockey one. So if they wanted to actually use, we have done that for a few people. Send us their stick if they're maybe a former player or have some around. We'll do that as well. If not, we've got hundreds of them sitting on the shelf ready to go in various brands. And we even can put your name on it if you want and a number.
How did you come up with it?
You know, I worked my past 20 years in pro hockey as an equipment guy. I've just gotten out of it the last year.
Light bulb.
So there's a lot of players actually golf, and there a lot of them are good golfers, good hitters. And I think the swing translates from hockey to golf, and so be it. But being around them, just playing around a lot, come up with the concept, and especially the one you have there, the FHP Composite, good use, because a lot of times we just were throwing those sticks in the garbage, and they're going to sit in a landfill where they'll probably never decompose, so right. We get a little more life out of them.
It's a shame. How long has this company been in existence?
You know, at Krause Sports, we got going about probably a year and a half ago. And we really went full bore. I've gotten out of hockey about 8 months ago, and I kind of put more focus to it now, trying to get it out there. We decided to make our way to the golf PGA Merchant Show here this year just to get some feedback. And we've gotten some good stuff, especially people that can correlate the sports and see the two and how they combine. So,
oh, yeah.
Did you send one to Adam Sandler for Happy Gilmore?
No, not yet. We haven't been able to find his address, but hopefully maybe he'll come across us somehow and send us an email or something, and we'll definitely would hook him up.
You need to tweet him.
Yeah, it's a good way. Yep.
All right, I have a question for you. And full disclosure, I've already talked to you about it. I always tell people that I never talk to the people that are going to be on the show. We ran across each other earlier. I've already asked you, but I still think it's important. The baseball bat.
Yes.
Which, again, as a baseball player, as a softball player, which I have done both.
Yep.
Explain the reason for the bat being the way that it is on the club.
Well, for people that don't know, you're actually gripping the barrel of the bat versus where you would normally grip a bat. And we played around with the idea for a bit, and we just decided because of the bat being so small and to keep that appearance, we had to flip it around to use the barrel, which resembles a style of putter grip as you're more fat grip, bigger, fuller in your hands. And everybody that used it ended up liking it that shape. And the look of it looks better. It transforms better into the metal shaft. So it was some toying around. We ended up figuring it out, though, and it works good that way.
Well, and I'm sure that the difference is novelty and real use. You know,
sure.
I came at it from an angle that, you know, I'm not necessarily a golfer. You know, I golf, I putt around, I am whatever.
Yeah.
He's a professional golfer. From his standpoint, he agreed with everything you said. I'm the novel guy. I'm like,
sure.
Oh, it looks cool. And
yeah.
I'm going to put it on the wall. Let me ask you this question. How many people purchase this item are going to use it compared to how many are going to display it?
You know what? We get feedback all the time, and a lot of people come back to us and say, hey, great gift. I thought it wasn't going to be usable, but now it's my main putter. I use it all the time and love the feel of it. Especially with the hockey one, you grab it and you can't grab it wrong. It lines you up perfectly right away. It's
Absolutely.
Got the two flat surfaces that really keep your hands together on it. So, you know, as much as it's a fun item to pull out your bag, people love it. They're using it. They're keeping it as their main putter. So it's not a something that you novelty right. thing. It's a fun aspect that's very usable.
You gave us one. I was going to put it up on the wall. And then as I sat there and you have a little putting green, I sank like 10 of 12.
Yeah.
How can
yep.
I not use
How
this?
How couldn't
this
you?
This guy's ready
that's
to go now.
Yeah, you know? That's it. What's, you're already better.
What's next for you and your company?
You know what? We're going to huddle up after the show here a bit, but we're going to come up with a line that might be a little more achievable for the avid golfer to with looks. We might go to a solid black, same shape. But maybe lose the hockey appearance. So some people are right away that golf and they don't get it. They just don't even come up and look at it.
Right.
So we're going to try to build our brand over to that aspect, I think, and appeal more to the more serious golfer that sure. will take us seriously, even because it is a great tool. It's very usable, and we just want everybody to take it that way and use it.
Final question for you. Somebody's listening across the country and they want to get it, and they're a hockey fan and a golf fan. Can they email you and say, hey, my favorite team is Nashville? Is there a way to get a Nashville?
We're working on that right now. I think that's something down the pipeline. What we can do is if someone wants a particular brand, say it's Easton or Bauer or something, we're able to do that. We can, as I said, put your name on it to really make it unique. Throw your number up on there. It's your own pro stick. And we can do that way. But right now, we don't have every team stock available. So
have to be honest. For $300, this thing is a
oh.
awesome. But it's not $300.
Well, no.
And that's
you're way off.
$200?
That's
yeah.
something
a little
I
lower,
wanted to
little
add.
Lower.
$100?
Little lower.
How much is this putter?
Those retail on our site for $74.95. We have four different heads. Now, it can go up in price. We have a little expensive heads. They start at one price, and they go up a bit. But at the most, that's going to cost you is around $86. And then if you want your name on it, we'll throw that on for, I think it's a $5 charge.
It is an awesome, awesome product. I know we're also going to give two away. You know, I think you said two.
Yes.
I'm old. I don't remember. You might have said none. I don't know, but now we have two to give away. I appreciate it. How can people get information? How do they get in contact with you?
Yeah, best way with us is our website. It's krausesports.com. Very accessible. Our email is info@krausesports.com. Go there. We've got all our product on site. You can look at it more crisp and more hard. Order right online. And if you want to get into custom things such as us designing one for you for a tournament or charity event or many purposes, send us an email and we'll begin designing for you and get it to where you love it and get you suited up.
Chris, I like this so much that when you saw they have a U.S. Army. They had a U.S. Navy. And
yeah.
I'm Navy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a veteran. I took the hockey stick.
I know.
Yeah,
I know,
he bypassed it. Yep.
You know, I've
yep.
got the, you know, the ship on the laptop.
That's,
I have the American
there it
flag.
Is.
I have everything. It's just so cool. It is so different. I appreciate you stopping by.
Yes.
Thank you for getting involved. And let us know when you get a hold of the Lightning, when you get a hold of some of the other teams. Because, again, auction items, it's incredible. You know,
oh, yeah.
for the man cave that everybody seems to want. But you have to buy two.
Yeah, two would be great.
For the wall,
yep, one to use.
Hey,
exactly.
I'll tell you, as an avid golfer, and as most golfers are, I'm a club tinkerer. I like to buy multiple clubs
sure.
and use them all the time. The price point on these versus the quality and what you get is amazing, especially for people like me. So definitely buy two.
Yes, yes, yes.
Did you hear me say I sank 10 or 12?
I saw that.
And
I saw it with my own
and
eyes.
I
wouldn't believe you if I didn't see it, but I did see
how
it.
How about if you're a real golfer?
Yeah,
all right,
no
coming
kidding.
To you live from the PGA Golf Show, this is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so I'm a creature of habit. Coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show. This is our, I don't know, 5th, 6th, 57th, I don't know how many years, consecutive years of broadcasting live. One of the coolest products, and for a few reasons. As you know, I'm a huge Shark Tank guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I watch Shark Tank all the time. One of our biggest sponsors out of, I would say Boston, but I think their corporate office is outside of Boston.
The Wicked
but they're
Good
at
Cupcakes.
Daniel Hall, Wicked Good Cupcakes.
Yes.
So they're heavily involved. Well, last year, as I'm watching, and Mark Cuban makes this big deal out of, and I got to be honest, I don't remember what the who the person was that sold the belt. Who was the that sold door to door?
Yep.
Nate.
Nate. Okay.
So we have Conor on, and I made fun of because it's Conor McGregor. but sitting in for Conor this time is Lucas Sanchez. Is that right?
Yep. Everything Lucas good? Sanchez
From Mission Belts. Mission Belts was also on Wicked Good Cupcakes. And again, anybody who
on Shark Tank.
On Shark Tank.
There you go.
On Shark. I'm getting ahead of myself.
I'd love some Wicked Good Cupcakes, though.
I think I can take
can
care
make
of that.
That happen.
So anybody who's ever listened to this program, and I've been on since the '80s, I don't say stuff just to say it. I don't do stuff just to do it. If I don't mean it, I won't say it. What am I wearing?
He's got that Mission Belt
got
on.
The
pretty
belt.
Pretty in pink, baby.
Hey, I.
I love it.
In pink.
Now you got
this is a product that I love. But let's go back. Talk to us about Mission Belts.
100%. So Mission Belt started probably about 4 years ago when these two brothers and a friend had a friend down in Panama, right? He injured his leg, got laid off from work, and didn't know what to do to provide for his family. So these guys ended up working with him, issuing him essentially a loan so he could buy a bus. They had it shipped from Panama City, Florida to Panama City, Panama.
Holy cow.
He started a bus route down there, and now he's grown it to a fleet of 4 or 5 buses, I believe. So not only was he able to get work, he employed 4 or 5 other people on his crew. So for them, they were like, okay, we love this. This is our social mission. This is what we need to do. What product can we marry this with? What'd they do? They found an old, tired, lifeless belt, took it, renovated it, made a few tweaks to it, used the new ratcheting technology. So it's essentially a zip tie for your waist. Married that to the social mission, and that's where Mission Belt was born. From there, like you said, shortly thereafter, Nate was selling door-to-door flea markets, just wheeling and dealing, got onto Shark Tank, and that was that.
He's on Shark Tank, and they asked him a question. So when'd you get to town? And I think he said, like, yesterday. And I don't know, you know, I don't know anything about it, if they were set up, if they knew the question was coming or whatever. And I don't remember if it was Mark or if it was Mr. Wonderful, but said, so what did you do yesterday? He goes, I went door to door.
Selling belts. Absolutely.
And Mark Cuban started by selling trash bags door to door when he was, you know, real young. So, and many reasons that I like it. It's sort of like the military style. Mm-hmm. I was in the military. It reminds me of the belt. I don't like, you know, the tab that sticks over. Yep. And with this belt, it does it. And, of course, the new camouflage. You didn't have this last year.
We didn't. Yeah, this is the new edition.
It's my new edition as well.
Hey, I'll tell you another point. A lot of belts are annoying because you might not have the right size. You might have to poke a hole with this one. It's fully adjustable and customizable to yourself.
100%. People are used to the belts that have the belt holes an inch apart.
Annoying.
And everybody has had the situation where you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, this belt hole's too tight. This belt hole's too loose. I wish there was one right in the middle. You don't have to suffer with that anymore. This is every quarter inch adjustments. Fluctuates with you throughout the day, throughout the year. Doesn't matter if you just had a big lunch or you had Thanksgiving feast.
Sure.
This belt will fluctuate with you.
Or if you continue to gain weight, like some of us older people, and you can keep zipping them out.
Yep.
How many different colors? How many different items?
You know, we were just chatting about this earlier. We started off with that original pitch, and I think there were maybe 4 colors for the buckles, 4 colors for the leathers, now, which, you know, has 16 combinations. Now we have almost 1,000 combinations.
Wow.
In our product line, we have 35 millimeter belts, 40 millimeter belts. We have gold, alloy, mix and match colors. You can't beat it. We have the new matte buckles, the new nylon line that you were talking about, the camouflage ones.
Yep.
Can't beat it. Almost 1,000 options.
And the other thing that I didn't realize literally until I came and talked to you is the fact that you can change the belt buckle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can change it. You can buy a different belt.
I didn't realize that either.
Yep.
So you got to tell me these things because I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Yeah, so each belt comes with its specific buckle. We have different styles that we call, you know, the bronze belt or the steel belt. And they'll have the belts that we feel go well with them. But you can also order a la carte. So let's say you want a green buckle on a camouflage nylon belt that's not offered on our website. You can order it a la carte, and you have a custom belt. You're one of maybe anybody that has that belt. You could be the only one with that belt.
I hope that I am the only one, but then again, I
think
hope
you
for
are.
For your sake, I hope I'm not.
That's a new combo I haven't seen. So
after today, hopefully you won't
be. It might
be
on the website.
Well, sure.
No, we definitely want that, you know, for sure. So answer this question. You know, Chris was mentioning this to me, and we've already talked about this twice.
Yeah.
You know, he's walking around. He's like, there's a lot of non-golf products here. Everybody wears a belt.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But tell us why you're here at a PGA, at a golf show, at being a belt company.
100%. Like you said, the first thing was we see a need for belts in every industry, right? But the nice thing about the golf industry is not only do they have are they dressed very well? They have, you know, their slacks, jeans, pants, suits, and our belts go really well with that. They're also willing to take risks as far as, you know, colors go. And so for us, that was our bread and butter. We started doing different colors, brighter color combinations, brighter buckles. And for us, it was just a perfect union between people who are willing to take those risks, that want to stand out and have something that pops, and people that need their pants to stay up, you know? And for us, it was a no-brainer. We said, let's do this. Let's move forward. We want to move into the golf market. We know that these people not only stand behind their products, but they're also willing to take a risk with some of the colors that we wanted to offer.
Sure. Where's the product available? Where can people purchase?
So we're in over 1,200 shops across the nation, a couple big box shops.
So difficult to get a hold of.
Exactly. And those are just the retail locations. We also started off doing online sales. So if there isn't a location nearby, www.missionbelt.com, like I said, you'll have your pick of the litter, whatever you want, different combinations.
What other expos do you guys go to?
So we've been to a few other ones. We do an agenda show throughout the year. We do the Surf Expo. As you can imagine, the nylon line does really well in those categories, more of the casual day-to-day wear. And then we do the PGA show. And I believe there are a couple other ones. We do some other smaller shows.
Well, and the reason that I brought that up is, you know, sort of back to the same thing. Why are you here? It's a golf show. You know, some people listen to this show. You know, he's our golf professional for golf. Mm-hmm. But I want people to also realize, again, it's a belt. I mean, whether you're a golfer, whether you're, I don't know, working at a grocery store, you need a belt. And these are just so cool. How do you not?
Yep, that's exactly what we feel. You know, our tagline is, don't get caught with your pants down, and that goes for anybody, whether you're a golfer, a grocer, or somebody working in retail or in business.
True story, and now I'm TSA approved, so it kind of stinks, but I would always look forward to going to the airport because I would have to take my belt off, and people would talk to me about the belt, so it was kind of cool.
Yep, you hear that ratchet?
Yep.
And people are like, whoa.
What's that?
What the heck you got on your waist? What's going on?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they get intrigued.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by. We're going to shoot back over to your booth and take some more pictures and take some more different colors. There was a yellow. I hadn't seen the yellow.
There was a yellow. Yeah, there was. I got an orange one, and I was a pain in the butt guy that wanted to change the buckle. So I took the orange buckle off, got a black buckle, you know. So, yeah, absolutely. Amazing belt.
Swing on by. We'll show you guys the yellow one and get you guys decked out.
And back going to this awesome camouflage one. You know, Lucas said, well, do you want to change it? I think it was the silver.
Yeah.
And do you want to change it and put on the black? Because, you know, there's black and camouflage. So I'm like, yeah. Wait a second.
How about this green?
We're going to do that. Let's do this
go
green.
Go all out.
And I'll tweet a picture of it out during the break.
Yeah. You inspired my change
Thank
in
you,
buckle.
Respect that.
Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Let's go hit another break. Coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show. We'll get to some of the other big stuff. Maybe, maybe not. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Fabulous. Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
We're live from the PGA Golf Show, as we do each and every. Next year, we're going to have to do more than just one show.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. 1 hour is not enough.
Well, next year, let's work on all 3 days for at least 2 hours.
I'm in.
And
I'm
I think
in.
There's plenty of things to do.
Oh, God,
and I know for a fact, if we could do one whole show with our next guest, and we may not even talk about his products.
And that might not even be enough. We love this guy.
So from Dynamic Brands, Craig Ramsbottom. Craig, how are you?
Doing great, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into your second favorite subject, let's talk about your first favorite subject. What's new? What new products do you have out?
Well, primarily, we've got a new compact 3 cart. So we've redesigned our 3-wheel product. And it's extremely easy to open and close. But once you get on the course, it's going to roll like nothing else. And it's a great way to walk the course.
How difficult is it to every year come out with new products, come out with better products? How difficult is that?
It is a challenge. And so we really try to get a 2-year life cycle out of a lot of our products, if not 3.
Okay.
For that reason. You don't want to obsolete something that quickly. The consumer wants to get some use out of it, and they don't want to think they have to buy it, a year after they just purchased product.
Some of your products, you have the golf bags, you have the travel bags, you have the towels. So there's a lot of different things that you have your hand in.
That's correct. Yeah, we have developed a bit of a wide, diverse selection, and it keeps us busy, but it's a lot of fun. And certainly you mentioned the towels. We do partner with the major championships, the U.S. Open and the PGA Championship and the Ryder Cup. And so being a Ryder Cup year, and it's actually Olympic year as well.
Yeah.
So it adds another level of excitement to the summer.
On the towels, and let's stay on that for a second, can people contact you about purchasing, 50 or 100 or with their own logo or, their own club or anything like that?
Certainly. A big part of our business is custom towels, and we do that for all the golf courses and country clubs across the country. And so we also do it for corporate events and outings and tournaments. But, Devont is set up to customize the towels. We offer a lot of different types of products and different types of customization as well.
On the bag size standpoint, is it all traditional colors, or are there some different colors? I just got the belt with the camouflage and all that. I mean, talk about the colors of the bags. I'm a if you can't operate, decorate type of guy.
Right. The camo is, you mentioned camo belts. Camo is a big part of the bag travel cover market as well. Camo's been very popular over the last few seasons. But as far as colors go, we try to match up colors of bags with carts. So there's an option there. We've, the oranges and the yellows. I mean, there's some bright colors, the lime greens. Golf's gotten pretty bright, and bags certainly lead the way in that category.
All right, now let's change gears for a second. You have the opportunity to play in the Masters.
In the tournament.
In the tournament. Or you have the opportunity to sit on the bench as the Buccaneers play at Super Bowl 51.
Wow, that's a tough one.
What you doing?
That's a tough one. I think I've been fortunate enough to attend a Super Bowl in the stands, not on the bench. I have never been fortunate enough to play Augusta. I've been fortunate enough to attend the event. So I think maybe play in Augusta might be the correct answer here.
I'm going to sweeten it a little.
Okay.
Now not only are you going to sit on the Buccaneer bench, because I know it's, if not your favorite team, one of your favorite teams, you'll be in uniform, and you're going to attempt a 20-yard field goal.
Ooh.
Man, not only am I going to be embarrassed by missing it, now you want me to compare that to being out there putting on Augusta's greens in front of millions of people.
Right, so it could be the same thing, right?
Exactly.
Sure. It could be. Give me your thoughts on the coaching change, everything that's going down in Tampa Bay.
You know, it's always tough when changes are happening, maybe before the as an average fan, I call myself an average fan, you know, we don't know the inner dealings and workings, the negotiations, but it always seems you know, you want to give people an opportunity. You want to give them a chance. And certainly I think a lot of people feel like Lovey should have had another year to figure it out. But, you know, it's a results-oriented industry business, like a lot of our businesses. And, you know, so it's probably a good change for the organization, and I'm excited about the future.
It's easy to sit back and say what I'm about to say, but he had 8 wins in 2 years.
Right.
You know, you guys are the fans. You know, I'm just the media guy. Mm-hmm. You guys are the fans that live it and breathe it. And when are you going to paint your face and wear that crazy eye that
Chris
you wear?
Just showed me that picture.
I got you covered, man.
I'm not quite there yet.
You're going to do the eye?
Next time you come to Tampa, we'll get you painted up and looking good, man. We'll go in there and have a good time together.
There you go.
What would you like to see as a Buccaneer fan outside of the Tampa Bay area right now? What would you like to see them do next, change, attack, fix, what?
Well, certainly, we have a history of having a fantastic defense, and so let's address the defense. I mean, I think we need to address the defensive backfield. We've got some all pros on the defense. Let's add to it, and let's stand for something back there.
How many years away do you think they are? As a fan, you
as
know.
A fan, yeah. I'm gonna say, you know, the NFL. Gosh, it changes so quick. I mean. You know, look at the Panthers. Even though they won the division last year, what did they finish? 7-8-1 or something?
Yeah, I was going to say like 6 wins.
Yeah, and
losing season, and
they went to 15-1. So it can happen quick. I mean, you'd like to think that maybe within a year or two we're in the playoffs and maybe we're competitive going a few rounds.
I think they're in the playoffs.
I believe with Jameis, we stand a chance at something that we haven't had a chance at in a while. We haven't had a quarterback of his caliber, if ever, on our team that played well during our team. Of course, we had Steve Young and Vinny Testaverde. But, I mean, with him, the future's endless, I believe.
Before we let you go, let's bring it back from the reason that you're here, the PGA Golf Show. How can fans across the country get information, look at your products? Is there a website? Is there a particular store or stores?
Yep, dynamicbrands.com, and that incorporates all of our brands. Bagboy.com is certainly our main brand, and our products distributed. The retailers give us a lot of support. Certainly the golf courses do, but... we're out there. You can find us.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you stopping by, and I know we talked when I stopped by your booth. Let's get you back in town. Let's get involved in the golf tournament, play some golf, get you and Steve Monroe hooked up together. You'll enjoy that.
Sounds great.
Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate it.
Let's go hit another break when we come back. Another loyal friend of the show, of the family, will be on next. Coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show, this is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
Right around the corner from Jerry Jones.
Really?
Yeah. So we're talking about Dallas, and Mark Cuban's house is on the street corner, like a block around the corner from Jerry Jones.
Is that not crazy? It's
insane. So back at the PGA Golf Show, we're getting ready to get out of here. Once the show's over, we're booking home. But always, we have on Jane Spicer from Daphne's Head Covers. This is her, what, fifth year here? Sixth year here? You started when you were 16.
16.
You're now 21.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you've been here only a couple of years.
That's right.
And your company keeps taking off. Every time I see you, there's new product, look at this thing.
That
right
thing
here.
Is unbelievable.
How old is this Pirate?
The Pirate was introduced last year at the PGA Show.
Wow. That thing is amazing. I'm super jealous.
Is beautiful. How many different types of head covers do you have?
Well, we've reduced our line from about 200 down to about 100 different designs.
200.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you decide who makes it and who doesn't? And does the animal get upset if they get cut?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Daphne's is completely customer-based. So what we do is we have a very, very scientific system. We write down everything that customers want, and we put tally marks by them all year. And then the ones that are the most popular, then we sit down, and with my design team, we see if we can create something. And the ones that we can create successfully, so you look at it and go, oh, my gosh, that's a pirate, that's a corgi, whatever it is, then we design. And that they come on the line.
Now, I know from having you on before, and we've done a few things together, that if you're having a golf tournament, you can contact you to make a special head cover, correct?
Absolutely. Daphne's does a lot of custom work, whether it's one of our designs. Let's say your golf course is Fox Run, and we have a fox. We can do that and then put your logo on it. Or if we're creating something special for you, we just did something for Vienna Beef. I think I showed you the Chicago dogs.
Yeah, it's a Chicago dog.
No ketchup.
I mean, yeah,
that's right.
To be an authentic Chicago dog, there can't be any ketchup. What is the craziest request that you've received?
Oh, you know, we get things that I can talk about. Fair enough. We've done an outhouse for a tournament that had gone on for years. Yeah, we did a bobcat loader for the bobcat company, and then Caterpillar found out, and they said, "Oh, well, they can't have a head cover." So they sent us specs for a front end loader, and trying to make that infer and read the specs, but we did it. So you just never know what you're going to get.
And then I know you make some Bubba guy.
We do. We make Bubba Watson's head cover.
I've heard of Bubba something.
Yeah, just, you know, he's
How did that
famous.
Whole thing go down?
His agents contacted us and said we want to create a head cover, and Bubba was really involved with the ideas of what he wanted and how it looked, so a lot of back and forth. I had Bubbas all over my office, you know, as we made them, some with a hairy chest, some without a hairy chest, all different things until we got the look that he really wanted to do. So it was a really neat experience to have somebody so involved in it. And a large portion of the proceeds go to one of his charities. And I love that because he's very benevolent, and it goes with Daphne's core value that we must do good while we're doing well. So it was really a nice match.
How did you start this? How did this whole thing start?
It was an accident, really. When I was 10, I asked my mom, Daphne, the company namesake, for a sailboat. And she said, think of a business and earn it yourself. So she helped me make stuffed toys, and I sold them to friends and neighbors, and I bought a little 16-foot sailboat, and I found out I really liked making money, my own money.
Yeah.
And so the toys morphed into puppets, and then I would go around at arts and crafts shows and sell them on the weekend. And then a customer suggested that we make golf club covers, and my mom bribed me and said, Jane, if you sell enough of these, I'll buy you a car. Well, I was almost 16. So I was in, and I went out and gave some very bad sales pitches. My first one was to the Arizona Biltmore in Phoenix, and they're still my customer. Wow, and the director of golf was kind enough not to throw me out and give me some tips, and Daphne's Head Covers was born.
How long does a product take to make?
To make or to design?
When you first decide, you know, we're going to make a pirate.
Yeah.
All right, so pirate is on the 1st of January.
Mm-hmm.
How long until the first product is made? Because I'm sure you tinker with it and change it.
Yeah. You know, it depends. Some will sit on the shelf for 2 years when you're looking at it and it's just not right. Others happen very, very quickly. And I involve the whole team. I'm constantly walking around with everybody going, hey, what do you think about this? Is this, you know, like a pit bull? Are the jowls big enough? Bring your pit bull in, because we're a dog-friendly office. We have to check. So it can be anywhere from months to a couple years until we know we've succeeded if somebody looks at it and goes, that's a pirate. But if they look at it and go, what's that supposed to be?
Yeah.
It's a failure. Yeah,
yeah, it's not a good,
absolutely.
I'm sure it's like having children. So you have 100 children.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite?
Oh, that is asking me, like, what's my favorite child?
If you ask my children, they'll tell you that I have a favorite, which I don't, but they seem to think I do. So what would
be
your
favorite?
That's
fabulous. They all have different stories. You know, the golden retriever I'm very attached to. I just lost my golden, and that was made after her. So I love that. Obviously, I've got a very soft spot for the tiger and our long, long run there. And you know, I guess I'm not answering your question because they all have a piece of my heart.
Well, they're listening to the show, too. So.
And then I'll have to pay for it the whole
right.
way home.
And we don't want to take care of that. What are the top, and I don't know if you want to give this information out, the top two or the top three, you know, sellers? You know, what are your best sellers?
Well, the Gopher always does very, very well, you know, from the Caddyshack era. I just had somebody in my booth, singing Caddyshack to me. It just doesn't get old.
Did you give him one so he'd leave?
No.
Please stop singing.
Yeah,
take it.
He was actually pretty good.
Oh, okay.
So we actually started doing the Gopher dance with him. But the Gopher, the Tiger, Huskies, Yellow Labradors, Golden Retrievers, you know, you love to have your dog and have your alter ego on there.
We've talked about that.
Absolutely.
No, we've talked about that over the past couple of years. How can people across the country, and for that matter, across the world, how do they get in contact? How do they purchase? Is it through your website? Is it, you know, through locations locally for them? What?
Well, Daphne's can be found in 75 countries. So wherever you're at, if you go to your golf shop and ask for Daphne's Head Covers,
so you're a startup.
Hopefully they're there. We're a startup. Yes, absolutely. But if you go online at our website, it's kind of a fun spot. It's daphnesheadcovers.com. You can't buy from there, but you can see the full line. And, you know, your local golf shop should have Daphne's, and we'll be more than happy to help.
There you go. There you have
it. Sounds good.
As always, thank you very much for your time. I know you're going to be leaving soon, so we try to get you on before you get to the plane and head back out west, right?
That's right.
Arizona,
absolutely.
Still?
Arizona, that's right.
All right, let's go hit a really quick break, and then we'll come back and shut it down. Coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show, this is Talking Sports.
Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Isaac. You're on Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Many of you don't remember, but Randy Harris was a three-time welterweight champion of the United States. And here he is, Randy Harris.
Sure what any of that meant.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Starting next week, we're going to give away some products, some swag from Bogey Life.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like my life, meaning I'm not going to go out there and shoot par. I'm not going to go out there and shoot under par. If I'm lucky, I'll have a bogey or a double bogey.
Hey, that sounds like fun day to me.
What's the highest?
The highest? I don't think there's – I don't believe –
In real golf.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I think they can take it somewhere. Absolutely higher than a snowman. You take what you get in golf, I believe. I believe there is a shot limit at a certain point. I don't know that I've ever seen a pro reach it. And fortunately for me and the groups I play with, we do cap a limit at a double par, so I've never reached
Kevin
that limit.
Kevin Costner didn't meet it in Tin Cup or whatever.
No, I think
it was Tin Cup, right?
Yeah, he was running out of balls. He was on his last ball, but he sunk that one, so he didn't have to go that route either.
There you go. How about the golf movies? I mean, I ask a lot of people. We had Chris Lytle on, who's a fireman. I said, do you watch Chicago Fire? As a golfer, do you watch golf movies? Do you like them? Do you, because a lot of times people look at like Happy Gilmore and it's a disgrace to golf.
Right.
I've got Death Sticks. They're my golf clubs. They could never get here to the PGA show.
Really?
Because they said that the PGA show would not allow Death Sticks here.
Wow.
Just because it's not golf.
Right.
And then Alice Cooper endorsed it.
Yeah.
You got some of those people behind it. As that professional golfer tag, do you like, do you not like, does it not matter?
Well, I do. And I liked Happy Gilmore just because it was, funny movie. And then you got your Tin Cup, which is a good movie. One of my favorites is Bagger Vance, Legend of Bagger Vance with Will Smith. That was a great movie, too. It's a golf
Bag
movie.
Bag of Ants?
Bagger Vance.
Oh, Bagger
Legend
Vance.
Of Bagger Vance. That was a great movie.
I think Bag of Ants sounds better because I'm not sure what Bagger Vance, is that a real movie?
It is. Legend of Bagger Vance. Yeah, absolutely. I believe Will Smith was the lead actor in that movie. And, there's The Greatest Game of All Time. I believe it's The Greatest Game Ever Played. And that was the story of Francis We Met. And that was from a U.S. Open way early on in the 1900s. And there's great stories out there to be watched in golf movies. And then you have your comical ones like Happy Gilmore. And I do enjoy them.
The Greatest Game Ever Played, I believe that was the St. Louis Cardinals versus the Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
I think that's the angle that I'm going to take. All right, so Christmas is almost over. Are we going to run back in for an hour? Are we going to take off? Because this is your deal. I'm watching you through, the father, the grandfather's eyes, because it's like your eyes are like saucers.
I love it here. I mean, how could you not love all this golf product and all these great people here? But to answer your question, I believe we have one more stop. If we can make that, I'd be happy. And then back to Tampa we go.
That's the jerky stop.
No, the jerky stop. I believe we've been there a few times, but yeah, we're coming back. Chef Cuts Jerky, best jerky out there.
I think I'm set for a couple of flights.
Yeah.
Do you care Pro Bowl-wise? Again, you're the Buccaneer fan. As a fan, are you going to watch?
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch. I'm not so sold on the new format. I have $2 on one team, $3 on another team. They're playing against each other. I believe that, Pro Bowl lost some clout, thinking that the players weren't taking it so seriously, not playing to their full ability.
Which they're not.
They're not. No one wants to get hurt. It's a fun game.
Not
it's a vacation
Patriot
in Hawaii.
They all backed
all
out.
Seven of them backed out. Isn't that something?
They all,
But it brought my quarterback to the Pro Bowl. So, I like that too. But, yes, I will watch. And, it's a fun time. I think it's a fun time for all of them.
I'm not sure that I'll watch, but I like it better, to be honest. I like the draft thing. I think all of that is cool. I think it's fun.
Okay.
I think it, adds some life to it. But I'm not that – tattooed Buccaneer logo on my arm.
Well, this is my last chance to see a Buccaneer play football this season. So, yeah, hey, I'm gonna go tune in.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank all four of our guests, John, Lucas, Craig, and Jane. Hit us up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio. Are you on Twitter?
I am not, but we talked about that earlier. I'm getting on there, and I want to thank Randy for having me out here today and having me on the show, and I appreciate it.
Hit us up, knockoutradio.com, and on Twitter, Knockout Radio. Have a good one.